Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. I have a guest. As you guys know, I love to have guests, and I'm very complimentary that they take the time and they want to sit and chat with me. And today I have Jen, and she's going to introduce herself. She's going to say hello, but I want to just say hello.
Hello. Okay. Got that out of the way.
We got it out of the way. That's the hard part, just the weird introduction part. So one of the things that I like to do is, you know, I support – it's not necessarily women in small businesses, but it is. I feel because it's moms. And I relate, obviously, you know, mom friends, that type of thing. But how I met you was, and we joined this networking group. And if you guys listen and are my number one subscribers, I talked to Hillary Blaha about a month ago. And I also had met her on this networking group, which is a fantastic group. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met you. But I honestly feel... saying this, I met you about, what, 4 months ago was about when I came on, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Probably. I've heard about you forever.
Aw.
Because I know Chris has been a part of this group for 100 years, probably.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I feel like I had met you, or I definitely heard your name. I know Kim was part of the group for a hot minute.
She was. Mm-hmm.
And so I always just felt like I kind of knew about you. And I'm really thankful that you're here today.
Thank you.
And let's kind of just, you know, let's talk for a minute about the networking group.
Okay.
How long have you been part of it?
So you probably heard about me because I'm one of the original members of this particular chapter. I've been around for 1,000 years with Chris.
With the dinosaurs, I was roaming.
Yeah. So, it's the only networking group I've been a part of, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I joined probably a year and a half or 2 years after I officially launched my business out here. We're a part of Team and the Santa Clarita Premier Network, and we started, I think, in 2015, and I'm one of the original members still left. I think there's four of us.
That's great.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful. So one of the things with the networking groups, and I was always hesitant myself to join, A, for the commitment.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, as a person, and you know this.
Yes.
When you have your own business... I mean, you're taking that, you're wrapping it up in a blanket. You'll work 12 hours a day with a client, and you'll come home and work 8 more. Like, it is really hard to commit to stepping away from that, even though the benefit of the networking group you know is there.
Yeah.
It's just a challenge. So for me, I've always wanted to do one, but I couldn't commit to it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't commit to knowing every time because what if a client, what if they, you know what I mean? You know that, right?
I do.
Especially, you know, and we're going to talk about your business, but I'm giving the big reveal. I'm leading up to the big reveal of your of your profession. But I feel that it is important for many reasons, not just to get people to throw out your name, you throw out other people's names, but you kind of have this connection. I feel that you have a great connection with the people of that group. And I'm sure you've seen some people come and some people go.
Mm-hmm.
But would you feel that you're thankful, obviously, that you are part of the networking group?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 2015. So I've been a part of the networking group for about 10 years now, which is crazy that much time has passed by. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even really know what networking was.
Sure.
Which seems ridiculous, but I didn't really know what it was. And then I think I got some invitations from some different people, like from Facebook connections, come check us out. And there are a number of networking groups out there, and they're all beneficial. I think you just have to find the one that resonates with you. And the commitment was something I had to really think about, because like weekly, you know, it's they want you to be accountable, show up weekly. But I think I know the benefit is that when you're part of a group like this, one, it puts you in a circle of people you wouldn't necessarily be around,
100%.
Right? I mean, I try to think like who is in my personal little circle, and they wouldn't be the financial advisor, or they wouldn't be, you know, I don't
three
know.
Three insurance
people. Person. I don't know. But what's great about it is that you get to know these people in your group on a personal level. You get to know who they are, their personalities, not just the business, but really who they are. And that lends to trust. And I want to give these people my business. I want to refer them. They're not just someone I picked out of,
absolutely,
well, back in the old days, the phone book, but, you know, or just Google searching on the internet. Yeah. Oh, I need a financial advisor. No, I actually have someone. I know their personal story. I know who they are. They are good. These are good people who will do right by you. And I think that's so important. I hope that I can, you know, they could say the same thing about me.
Yes. And I agree because, you know, like you said, your personal circle, I would not know three insurance people.
No.
I mean, not because I don't want to. I just, it's not, you know.
Right.
So, and you find these people or a security guy or whatever the yeah. position is, it's like, and they are. And if they trust you or if you trust them and they're going to feel the same way. And so yeah. you don't know what those people are talking to with clients when they're sitting down right. privately
right.
doing their own job. But maybe someone's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My house is unorganized. Or in your case, dun, dun, dun. What do you do?
So I am a residential interior designer.
And she's amazing. Besides being amazing, she has the most amazing business cards in the world. I feel that right there just says who you are in those business cards. And I know we've talked about that in the meetings,
yeah,
just like little things. But you see your business, that is an absolute reflection of you. Without me even knowing you as, I mean, I know you a little bit. We've had some conversations off the record. But just that, it shows me who you are. Just, you can just tell. It's just, I could just tell.
So what does it say to you, Jen, when you see my card?
Okay, so I'm going to try to say this in a nutshell. First of all, that you care about clean aesthetics. It's not busy. It's straight to the point, but it's also modern and current. I feel like it's very current. Not these little, I'm not judging people's business cards,
right,
but when I see you, I think, and the feel of it is different. So I know she's going to have good taste. She pays attention to detail. And those are things I see because, you know, I do that. I know we're on kind of a parallel world.
We are. Yeah.
Very parallel, actually. But when I see that, I just think you care, you pay attention to detail, and you're very focused on what you're doing. When you see a lot of busy sometimes, to me, that's just like you weren't exactly sure, so we're filling spots, we're filling spots.
Yeah.
It's not a judgment. It's just what I see because, you know, everybody. But that's what I see with you. And I'd be like, oh, I want to talk to her. You know, I want to know. I want to see what she has to say. If I owned a home and I could actually do some interior.
Wow.
That's a whole other ball
of
wax.
Interior decorating. Yeah. You don't have to own the home to have a nice home environment.
Yes, yes. True story.
But thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
But I just feel that it's a reflection of just, you're put together. You're very, you know, you always are like spot, I don't know. You're just spot on. So when I saw your card, I'm like, dang, this is a reflection without even knowing you. That's what I thought.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
They're so nice, though, guys, by the way. I want to steal them and make them into a necklace. So tell me a little bit about, since we segued, I was waiting for the buildup, you guys. I had to wait for the buildup of what she does because I have seen pictures of some of the stuff. Her and I've had some conversations about, like, you know, the backstory, sometimes behind the scenes of, you know, dealing with, you know, people and stuff. But just kind of how did you dive into that world? Because you did this after you had children, yes?
Yeah.
You have two daughters.
I do. I have two daughters, almost empty nesters.
Almost.
My husband and I are almost empty nesters. But we got one out and one still kind of her toes dangling out of the house. So we'll see.
Go on. I don't know what to do.
She's in college, but she's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So is that when you finally kind of said, I'm really good at this and I want to do this because you had a little more time?
Yes. Yes. Honestly, I will say, so my interest in interiors, in homes, in architecture, interior decorating, it's kind of always been something I've been interested in and involved in some way. I've always been someone who really wanted to have a place, whether it was my apartment or in my bedroom in my parents' home when I was younger, just personal and comforting and all of that, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
Then as you become a young adult and you're moving from school apartments or dorms into other apartments, then transitioning. I'm originally from Seattle and I moved down here to California after college. And, you know, all of that, just trying to make wherever I was living feel welcoming, inviting, and personal to me. And then friends would always ask me for help and advice on things like color or furniture, whatever. So it's always just kind of been a part of my life. But I would say it was 2011 that I seriously started thinking about it. We put our house on the market and I staged our home. I mean, the house was good, but I was really cognizant about staging our house for sale. Like, my children were still really young, so just tucking away all the toys, making things accessible for them, but easy to put away when we knew we were having showings and that sort of thing, and also for the home marketing photos. But then I was going out to other people's homes to look at homes for us to move into, and I didn't see any of that happening in these other houses. And I remember talking to my realtor at the time, just saying, does nobody stage out here? And he said, not that he knew of. Now, this was 2011. And I said, is this something that, do you think people would find beneficial? And he said, yes. And we got offers right away on our house. So it kind of got the ball rolling. I was like, you know what? I can do this. This might be a job, even part-time, because my kids were still really young. And I was the one who had to be available to take them to and from school and be volunteering and all that when my husband was at the office all day. So I had to find something that could work around my schedule with the kids. So it got the ball rolling, started thinking about that. But it wasn't until a couple of years later that I really kind of did it, because I had to get my youngest into elementary school
full time.
Where I didn't have 2 hours for a drop off or a pickup.
By the time I drop off, I have to go pick up.
Yeah, turn around, pick up. Yeah. So, and then I just kind of thought about it and thought about what could I do. And so 2014, I literally just kind of threw out on Facebook, hey, This is what I'm doing. If anyone could use some help with, initially, organization was one thing.
Yep.
Because I saw a real need for that in the homes that I'd been going into and visiting. Oh, yeah. So it was organization and interior decorating, or maybe home staging in some way. And I started getting phone calls, and then the business just kind of grew from that.
And one of the things I've said before, and I say this, like, social media is so powerful. Mm. I love it and I hate it. There's certain things, we don't love about it. But in situations like that, for myself as well, I just went on the mommy groups. You know, I was like, hey, I'm going to. And it's just this powerhouse, like, force that if one person says, I do this, and somebody's like, okay, and you kind of get the ball rolling. And without that, without having the budget for marketing and stuff like that, I feel.
Right.
So I think you and I were kind of in the same situation in terms of just throwing it out there, just throwing it out there. And, it's funny because you do interior, you do interior design, obviously interior decorating. And I'm sure sometimes the decorating is more fun than the behind the scenes dealing with all the contractors and stuff like that. But you really have a knack for the design. I mean, you really do, from your pictures and what I've seen, I've looked, like, you're really, really talented. And so I know that is not something everybody can do, because you can say, oh, I can decorate your house. Mm-hmm. But to know exactly, like, I mean, just for instance, like, I would never know you were doing your presentation in our networking group. We were allowed, every couple months to kind of talk a little longer than the 1 minute, which is so hard for me because I love to talk.
You're doing great, though.
But she's talking about, like, marble tops matching to cabinets. And I'm thinking, how do you know this? That's not how my brain is. I mean, I can see the big picture, but I was and you're showing, and some of the shades or the way it's laid out is so different. And I'm mm-hmm. like, that takes a very, very special talent and a very special patient woman to do that, I feel.
Well, I guess, so I'm a very visual person, and I always have been. So it's a combination of a number of things. But, I'm looking at the bigger picture, but also the bigger picture is comprised of so many little details. And I think this is what people don't truly realize. They don't think about it. It's like, well, I like this tile, let's just throw it up. But how does that tile work with the actual configuration of your kitchen or your bathroom? Or do we extend the tile? Do we wrap the tile around the side with the walls? Then where does that end in alignment with your counter? It's all these little things that I'm, thinking about and trying to pinpoint and nail down. But I love it. I love it. I mean, because ultimately I know that I'm going to get that big, beautiful picture at the end.
And it's so satisfying, don't you feel?
Is. Yeah.
It sucks when you don't get the finale, though. Have you had that situation happen?
I have had that situation happen.
For me, too.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to get into specifics, but you didn't wrap it in a bow at the very end, right?
You got it to really hard. It's taken me. I still have a hard time with it because it's kind of like your baby.
Yeah,
you know, like everyone's on board. They want you involved. You're collaborating and come with options and design and this is how it's going to be. And you're on board. And then you kind of get towards the end and you just need a little more time to finish it off. And there will be some clients you're like, you know, they're just kind of, they're like, I think we can finish it off here at the end for ourselves. And I get it, but it's also really hard.
It's like you popped the balloon.
Oh, yes. Just like, oh my gosh, but I wanted to just tie up this little thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to, you know, I can show you how this one little extra vase or a plant here or a piece of fantastic artwork on this wall can just finish it off and you don't get to do it. And it's hard.
That one's hard. I feel like that. Sometimes I feel like you just kicked me in like the teeth.
Yeah.
I've had a few where it's like a really big project and I'm like, you know, needy, and I love there's certain parts of the houses I love, you know, I love like kitchens and I love closets and, you know, but I do everything. But yeah, some of them it's like, I'll get to like 95% and then it's like, okay, well, you know what, we'll just finish. And I'm like, I won't be able to sleep for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And at this, it's a combination of two things too, because you're like, okay, well, they're going to finish it off the way they think it needs to be. But it's not going to be as good as what you would do.
Yes.
And you know this, right? Yes. Because they brought you on the first place because they couldn't see the big picture.
Yes.
So let me finish it off for you. And it's not just the way that you think it should look, but your design has been cultivated around their needs. I mean, you know what they need. You've talked them through it. You figured out what's your function, what's your aesthetic. Let's just really nail this down for you. And now let me help you get there to the finish line. And so it is hard.
And in your case, I mean, yours obviously bigger budgets, bigger things than just organizing. Not that it's just organizing, but you know what I mean? You're talking, you know, a lot of money. You're redoing a kitchen, a bathroom, we all know, a house, whatever you're doing. It's not free. But sometimes I think near the end with even with clients of, you know, all over, but you know, it's, we cost money to help. And sometimes at the end it's like, oh, well, you know what? But it's like, you really don't appreciate, like, I know your value. I know your value. Right. And I know that extra few hours that you might've needed would probably have just changed it. But, you know, sometimes you go into these places and it's not a bad thing. It's, you know, you go into these homes and, you know, it's like, they're like, well, I got all these containers at the dollar store and I'm ready to go. I just want everything in containers. And you're just like, I don't, you know, like, you don't understand, like, I have to like go through this stuff. And these aren't containers. I wouldn't even use these containers, not because they're from the dollar store, but because they don't go in any of the spots and they're just, you know, whatever. Right. And it's like, you know, it's like, just let me help you. Like, I promise. I promise, you know. So sometimes, you know, there's good with, I don't want to say bad. It's not bad. It's just you want to go, I promise you, this is going to be amazing, you know.
Yeah.
And I always say with everything I do, you know, I find a place for everything. I don't leave you high and dry for organizing. And you don't want to do the same for them, I'm sure.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, right? You want to like dial it all in and, you know, I'm sure you have some great stories, which maybe we'll talk about one or two. but we all have great stories and not so great stories. But so you started that on social media.
Yeah.
You got the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And then were you doing more organizing or more of the design in the beginning?
It's funny. I when I looked back over, I was tracking the jobs I was doing and they really came in waves. Like I would get three projects that were home organization and then kind of peter out and all of a sudden it'd be like, you know, three or four projects with decorating and then go back to maybe like a couple of home staging. And so it was, I couldn't figure out the rhyme or reason of it.
Sure.
But it did. It came like in little waves.
And then did you start marketing eventually? Like, or did you just kind of, everything was kind of word of mouth after a while?
It was a lot of word of mouth. I was throwing a lot of stuff up on Facebook. I don't think Instagram was even around or it was just maybe starting.
Yeah, I think it was maybe starting.
So it was really more Facebook and trying to show like some before and after pictures. Visuals are always
key,
helpful,
yes.
Right? They're key when you can show, you can tell somebody what you can do. But if you show them a picture of what you've done, I mean, that speaks a thousand words.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Yes.
The before and afters. And so that always helped. I did like over the years did a little, tried tried to do some marketing, like with local magazines, local newspaper a little bit, tried some different avenues and things. But ultimately, I will say that social media has really been the best source of marketing for me.
Oh my gosh, for me too. Mm-hmm. For me too, 100%. And I was a little bit later. You know, I had my daughter in 2016. So I was in corporate America before. So I didn't, you know, really, I mean, I had gone on Facebook, yes, of course, but mm-hmm. not like, you know, now it's like I mostly am doing it for kind of networking or, you know, throwing my name out there, or people are throwing, you know, I get more referrals on Facebook that I actually put out. Like I'm very blessed that way, because it used to be I was putting myself out there, and now yeah. it's, you know, kind of requesting to me.
Right.
But yeah, it is so great. Some things about social media aren't, but it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
At least for the mommy groups, like I didn't even know when Charlotte was like 3 months and I was trying to figure all this out, and not even quite 3 months, but I knew I had to go back to work, and I was panicked absolute panicked. All of a sudden I was like, whoa, like she is not going into any kind of daycare. Mm-hmm. No way. But someone's like, well, are you on Facebook, mommy, you know, blah, 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 whatever areas. And I'm like, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
So even those first like 3 months of me being a new mom, mm-hmm. I was just winging it. I mean, yeah. I was just Googling everything in the middle of the night. And if I would have known. So once I knew that, then I would ask questions that were like, you know, just like, hey guys, you know, blah, blah, and just a wealth of knowledge too.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can get in there and really, you know, that's where it's a blessing, because there's some things is, you know, sometimes I'll throw out there, hey, does anybody know of a guy who's, or, you know, a place that sells old cameras that someone wants to sell for my, you know, and people will give me
people
information
respond.
Instead of just
yeah.
me, like you said, Googling it,
Googling
getting
it.
Somebody
yeah.
to say.
It's
so
true.
It's just, it's wonderful. And I'm sure now your business is probably close to 100% referral base, if not, correct?
I would say it's definitely mostly referral basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do you ever get to go to, I'm sure they do like design conferences and stuff like that.
So yes, there are some several big ones that happen in the country, and I have not been to those yet, because every time I look into when it happens, it's usually like one in the early spring and one in the fall. I happen to be in the middle of some big project and I can't get away.
Sure.
However, I have been very fortunate to attend a big design festival in Italy a few years ago.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I just booked my ticket to the big one that's happening in Paris in January. So I will be going there.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm really excited about that.
I'm not really somebody who believes to be jealous, but I am a little jealous of that, because that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really great. And I mean, how do you get higher than Paris? I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Or Italy. I mean, those are like, that's like top tier.
Well, and it's when I went to the one in Italy, it was just eye-opening. I mean, one, because you get to see a completely different country and a way of life, but you just... so many things that are happening in the European market and being exposed to other brands and businesses and people and the trades. And it's just eye opening, because I think, you know, you get set in what you know in your environment, whether it's in your town or your city. I mean, Los Angeles is great. It's great. There's so much out here, but
yep.
It's limiting too, you know, and so getting to meet people from different countries who are also involved in the same type of business you're involved, and getting to see how things are manufactured or created at some of these manufacturers and fabricators have been around for centuries. it's so eye-opening. So it's really exciting, and it's great for me. It's educational. It's interesting. It's, you know, it's all of that. And so,
oh my gosh. And it's funny, because some of the clients' houses I go to, you know, obviously there's some differences in income.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, some of these houses are just beyond my wildest dreams. They're,
sure.
You know, just definitely money. But it's funny, because I will ask, you know, if I'm doing something, but I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I didn't even know there was something called Belgian linen until about 5 years ago. Because
yeah.
It's like, oh, that ottoman. I'm like, it looks so good in your house. Like, I notice these things just because I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, that's Belgian linen. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing. You know what I mean? So imagine the world
right.
I don't know. And I, you know, that's not in my wheelhouse. I mean, I'm I know some things, but it's just so funny because I'm like, imagine, and Europeans are always so ahead of the game anyway, I feel. But have you ever thought of going into commercial, like hotel interior design or anything like that? Or is it just, have you ever thought of that? Or does that even interest you? It may not even interest you.
Well, so I've done a couple of very small type commercial jobs where like an office lobby space. Did that before. Someone else asked me about something, a different location. It's been a few years. It's a different type of interior design because the use is completely different, right? And there are some incredible, plenty of incredible hotels, conference centers, restaurants. I'm always super appreciative when I walk into a place that clearly the design has been thought about. I look at the light fixtures. I'm looking at paneling on the walls. I'm looking at the carpets and the furniture. And I'm so impressed by it. But it's on such a big scale. And I think I really love the residential. I love the more personal. I really want to work with a particular client and get to know them, get to know how they live and hear their story, and then help them create the type of home environment that they're really craving. And it's different. You know, you've got parents with young children, and I've got, you know, parents with high school kids who have different needs, need different type of spaces.
Sure.
I've got retirees, you know, who maybe have grandchildren coming in or who travel a lot. And all these people they all crave the same thing, right? They want to have a home that feels like a sanctuary to them and reflects their needs and their function. But they all, you know, it's fascinating to me, and I really enjoy it.
So with that being said, I want to say that one of the things I have noticed about your personality, even when you're just talking the 1 minute or 10 minute or just us having conversation, you do have like an emotional connection to people. I know you do because you care, right? We all care. But I mean, I'm sure because you're really involved with them. Like sometimes I go to places, and a lot of times now it's not a one and done. Maybe they hired me for garage and I'll come back a few times and I've made some fantastic relationships. But you could be there for months.
Yes.
Construction, as we know, not the speediest things, especially now with, you know, I'm sure with delays of supplies and costs.
Not as bad as it was during COVID.
Oh, COVID,
COVID was the worst. And the few years after COVID. Now tariffs are kind of causing some problems. I'm having a problem trying to get a darn lighting fixture in for someone. Three times they've ordered different things, and suppose it's in stock, and then I get an email saying, sorry, it's not in stock until December. I'm like, no, I need this now. But yes. I'm sorry, what was your question? I lost my train of thought.
See, we love it. I love
it. Gosh.
I don't even know. What was my question? It was, let's see here. It was... You're personal. You have very personal, because you're in people's homes for a long time.
Yes, for
a
long time.
And you know, you see the good, the bad, the ugly. Sure. And, you know, obviously frustrations. I don't want to say contractors and all those. Sometimes it's just completely out of their hands. I mean, but there is a lot of delays. I have a lot of clients that I go to where they're getting remodels, especially during COVID or they're right after. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just doing this one thing. You know, don't come because we're doing construction. And it had been like a year later. It's and they're forever. Like, we still haven't even got the bathroom done. Like, you know what I mean? So I can imagine frustration on the, you know, but you're the, and they kind of probably vent to you about that kind of stuff as well.
A little bit. You know what though? Here's the thing. I think that some of those delays, yes, come because it's just the nature of the business, right? You order something and it's taking longer to get in than anticipated. The proper pre-planning hasn't been done prior to jumping in to the remodeling or the construction. And that's what's so important. I mean, even like with your type of work that you do, you go in, you assess, you try to figure out, okay, what do we need here? Here's where I can see the solution. You know, are you on board as the client? And then here's the plan I'm laying out for you. And some clients are saying, okay, you know, do it. I agree. And if they give you the full control, things can happen really fast, right? Because you know what you're doing. If the clients want to be more hands-on, which I totally get.
Right.
That can slow things down, whether they decide they change their mind halfway through the situation, or it's like, no, I'll take care of this part and I'll get it. And then they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And that can cause the delays.
No, that's tough. Yeah, that is tough, because you're sometimes you're like, you know, and like you said, I work so much faster when someone isn't there.
Yeah.
Now, I love to chit chat and we'll get to talking. And sometimes I do need their help, right? You're purging their life, you know, you're going through their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I need you to look at this. Some things I can just ask questions of. But sometimes I find myself, because they're chit chatty, I'm chit chatty, and I find myself, I'm like, this has taken me way longer. Why was that? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll give you free rein. Like, I was at a house yesterday and she had told me she'd used a couple different organizing teams before. And I went into this one room that I started on, and there were these like Amazon paper, like grocery bags, and they had like blue, like painting tape on them. Hmm. And it said like possible donation, possible trash. So I thought maybe because they knew I was coming, maybe they had set these up like
pre-sorted,
you know, kind of pre-sorted. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh no, that's been since the last organizer was here. And I was like, you just left the bags in the playroom? Like, we just left, and there was like six of them.
Oh.
And I don't care, but right. I'm thinking that they were like helping me. And I was like, oh, well, they kind of, because you know, some of those toys, you know, right? This is just an example. It's like little shit. And and then I'm like, when was the last organizer here? It was like a year.
But people become complacent. You know, it's like you don't see your own filth, you see other people's filth.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, 100%.
Like, you ignore the piles in your corner.
Of course.
You go in someone else's house, and the first thing you see is the pile in the corner.
Of course.
It's so funny.
It is.
Just human nature.
It is.
So they probably forgot those bags are there, or just walked by, didn't even see it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no. And they probably didn't.
And it took
but
new
in
eyes.
My head, I was thinking, they were so helpful. And I'm thinking, when that organizer, and I'm not, again, I don't know, but it's like, when you left that room, wouldn't you have said, like, did you want to meet? I think these are items you can donate. Should I go take them with me? Or
but maybe that person did.
Maybe. True story.
And the client maybe was like, yeah, I'll get to that, and never did.
True.
That does happen.
I do. It is. As some people, I'll be like, this is your homework until next time I come. And I already know they're not going to do it.
I've had some of that
too. I already know. Mm-hmm. When my very first time I said that, I was like, oh man, she's going to go through all this, the three things I told her. And then I come back and then I'm like, okay, so that's not going to work out. So I'll say, here's your homework if you choose to do it.
Right.
I don't care. You know, I go and do it. It's
and that's what's important for both of us too in our jobs. It's like, you know, we see how things should go, but you know, we're dealing with different personalities.
Absolutely.
And so flexibility is really important. I mean, it is the client's home. And so, I mean, I try to be, as I'm sure you do too, you know, explain this is how the process could be. This is how we found things to best turn out. But in the event that, you know, you want to be involved, or, you know, there's some homework for you to do and you don't do it, it just prolongs the process.
Right.
So,
you
know, how quickly do you want to get this done? How vested are you in this? And that's all part of that.
Absolutely.
Educating. It's important to educate people.
Absolutely. And it's also, you know, I have learned some things in my journey of working in people's homes. And I've said this before is, you know, it's not about me. It's about, but I do try to bring the tools and my knowledge and my information. And it's like, I feel like just saying like, please take this. This is, you know, this will help. I promise.
Yeah.
And internally I see it's not going to help them. I can, you know, it's like, you know, I've been helping some certain clients for years.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I've been, May was 9 years. So some of these people some of my clients have been with me since about year 8.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, it's not all the time.
No.
Maybe it's twice a year.
Yeah.
Maybe they're doing something really big and they reach out to me. But I mean, I love those people the same. But some of those behaviors I notice when I go back, I'm like, I'm like, okay, all right. It's not anything personal. It's just I know their
well, it's their personality.
It's their personality.
And yet they trust you to bring you back. I have clients who've brought me back I've been working with them for multiple years. Like, we'll do a bathroom 1 year, and then 2 years later, they call me back and do a kitchen. I had one client who initially brought me in for home staging their house.
Oh, wow.
And this is like way back. And then, so sweet, such a sweet couple with a very young child at the time. And then 6 months later, they called me and they'd bought a new house and they wanted my help setting up the new house.
There we go.
And so I came in and, you know, they had a certain budget. So we did what we could with their budget and set up the house a certain way. And then a year and a half later, they called me back to help them with a primary bathroom remodel. And then 2 years ago, they called me back to do their final ready for the kitchen remodel. Ooh. And so, and then I've seen this little child grow up to be preteen now through the years. And I just, you know, it was so special for me to be brought back in multiple times as this family grew and their needs changed and to be a part of their journey. But you learn to work with those personalities too. It's like, okay, so I remember that this is how they like to work. He likes to be involved. She's, you know, she has some of her particulars and it you know, all of that. And
absolutely.
It's part of the process.
Absolutely.
But I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. And sometimes I used to be like, you know, you don't want to take things personally. Like I didn't, you know, you don't want to take the, I would be like, they didn't listen to my wealth of knowledge, but it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
So now I'm just like, these are my ideas. This is my knowledge. And if you don't, I'm not married to it. I'm not offended, you know?
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, no offense. Sometimes like, oh, no offense, but okay, I'm not offended.
Right.
But in the beginning, I would be like, I can't believe everybody doesn't love everything I say.
Yeah.
All of my ideas are amazing.
Right.
And they're not. You know, it's all a learning process. And even some days I look back, oh, maybe I haven't gone to a house in like 3 or 4 years and I'll walk by and I'm like, boy, I really did those labels back then, you know, like, you know, like something so like whatever.
It's well, because just, your knowledge has changed and grown and your experience.
Absolutely.
Right. We're the culmination of all of our experiences.
Yeah. So. And I cringed one time. I went in the garage and I was like, oh God, I see my old labels, you know, because I just, you know, I was in it. I was in the weeds. Charlotte was really little. And you know, you're just doing whatever. But I mean, it was still labeled. It's just like my own aesthetics. Like now with containers, certain containers and stuff, I'm like, this is what I use because I think it's the best for everybody. And, you know, and then somebody will be like, well, no. I actually had this one client one time. I actually just did a consultation. I shouldn't say client. I was a potential client.
Okay.
And they just moved into a house in Malibu. And, you know, I talked to the husband. He was surprising his wife of like kind of getting the house set up.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So sweet. And I go in and super nice. He's super nice. She's super nice. Just, you know, when you're just like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. But she was, and he told me, he warned me, he said, not in a bad way, but he's like, she's severely OCD. And I was like, okay, because I deal with all of that. You know, some people will give me the heads up. Sometimes I can just tell right away on certain behaviors. But it was funny is, you know, a focus, right? So she, you know, we talked about glass containers in the kitchen and like bamboo, you know, tops. And I was so excited because this is when that trend, this was a couple years ago when it really started to come out where you weren't just using the white plastic top, the, you know, not that it's a bad thing, but you know, she wanted a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I found these spice bottles that I'm showing her. And she's like, she was so fixated. She talked to me for about 30 minutes about where the label of should be on the bottle for each spice bottle. And I was like, okay, I can measure it each time. I can make a mark, you know, like it'll be, I mean, there's only, you know, it's a little spice bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so fixated on that. That's all she kept talking to me about, even when we talked after.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, but there were so many other things we talked about and like you were so excited about. And then I ended up like, it just didn't happen. She was so fixated on that. And I think that's, you know, and it's like, I took it personal. Not personally, but I was like, oh my gosh, we had this great conversation, this great rapport.
Yeah.
And then, but she was so about the measurements being off on the spice, you know, containers. And I was like, I mean, obviously you don't want them crooked, but I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is so much energy. Like your whole house needs to be set up. And it was fine. It didn't work out. It was fine. I'm okay with it. But it's funny because I sometimes would have to step back and go, it wasn't about me.
No. And the other thing too, that you think about too, is like maybe you, what's it called? Not getting that job was actually beneficial.
I think so too.
Because imagine if you'd gotten in there and she became super hyper focused on some other little thing and you couldn't move forward, right?
I do think so,
not
too.
Not everybody is your client.
Yes.
There is that.
Yes. And that's why I corrected myself, said potential. And I think you're right, because I I've had some learning. That was one thing where I was like, because it was a referral.
Yeah.
And I was so, thankful. Of course,
absolutely,
we all are.
Yeah.
And then when I got there and I'm thinking, I've been here, I did a consultation. I've been here for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And probably 45 to 50 minutes of that was about that. And once I realized, and we had talked a few times after, and it seemed good. And then it kind of just was dust, and that was okay. But I agree with you. I kind of was like, I think that might have been a little more stressful for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not like we're measuring marble counters. I mean, like, I also had one, and let me ask you if you've ever had a situation like this. I overextended myself one time in terms of, I juggle a lot of clients at once, and sometimes it ebbs and flows. Sometimes I might just have maybe one client a week new, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was this time where I had so many projects going on, and this woman reached out to me. It was a referral, and I told her I could do it, and I could not give her the time that she was on a deadline. She had like 6 weeks off or something. Mm-hmm. And I would give her time. It just wasn't the time she thought, I guess.
Yeah.
And she told me, I really like you, but I feel like your schedule and my schedule aren't aligned. And I was really upset. I took that so, like, I was like, oh my gosh, but I've given you, and she's like, I only have 6 weeks to do all of these things. And, but I took it personally. But then I thought, you know what? Actually, she wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. I had so much going on.
Yeah.
And have you ever had a situation like that where you're like, you feel like you almost gyp the client? Not gyp, I don't mean that, but that, you know what I mean? Like,
can't give them your full attention.
Yeah, you can't give them 100%. Maybe you're only giving them 80%.
If that's happened, it's been a long time, because I can't really think of a particular instance. I know there's been times when I've been juggling more projects than I probably should have, and that's been unintentional. It's, projects can be in any stage, right? You've got something that's in the beginning, some things are more kind of middle, something in the end, and then you have a new request come in, and you're like, okay, can I fit you in? Because this, I've got two that are phasing out down here. And so you think it's all going to like align, and then something happens, and those ones that you thought were phasing out suddenly get extended for some reason, like month or two, and then you're scrambling, right? You're overworked, you've got too much. There have been a couple of times when that has happened, and I always make it work out, but it's at my expense.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm the one losing sleep. I'm the one up until midnight trying to respond back to emails or trying to create a design or whatever it is. And so in the last few years, I really tried not to do that to myself.
Oh, yeah. For your own sanity.
For my own sanity.
And also for the fact that your brain power, right? Because each client, we've talked about this, where, you're going to look at tiles, or you're going to talk about tiles. Well, you spent, I think you said one day, one time it was, you're 8 hours looking at three different places of different tiles.
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself is a day.
It's a whole day.
And all it was, and it probably didn't, did you even come up with a solution that time, or?
We did, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you got that.
It was, we did. We did lock in on some design choices, so that was great. And that's not how I would have designed that day.
Sure.
How it came about because of the, the contractors involved on this one particular project. The contractors were hired and then I was brought in afterwards.
Oof.
So,
that's challenging, right?
It can be. Mm-hmm. It can be. In a perfect world, I would be brought in first.
Yes.
It's like, let me meet with the client. Let's talk about what your project is. Let's figure out kind of all the specifics. What do you want to do? Kind of what's your budget? What's the look you're going for? What's your time frame? And then let me give you some feedback based on my experience and my knowledge and kind of how things are working. And then let's move forward. And I can work with anybody. I can work with any contractor as long as they're happy to work with me. some are not. Some like to just kind of keep things in-house. And some have their own in-house designers, which totally understand that. Not a problem. And then there are clients, too, who think that the contractor can just provide them design advice, which I say, don't do that.
Did you hear her?
Don't do that. You don't want your contractor to tell you how to design your kitchen or your bathroom. But no, I haven't been too overextended. I've been more cognizant about trying to be careful about my time. Also because when all you're doing is working and it's so stressful, it doesn't make you a good person.
No, it's a terrible balance.
No, it's a terrible balance. And there is no perfect balance. No. There really is. I mean, we're always striving, especially as women, to be that balance. You know, I've got to be the mom and I've got the house and I'm the wife and or I'm the daughter to aging parents. And then I'm trying to run a business. And it's always about how do you find that perfect work-life balance? And then I read something recently, I think it was even just this year, and it was like, there is no perfect balance. There's going to be ebbs and flows. Sometimes work is going to take precedence and it's okay. But then that wave goes down and then life takes precedence and you have to allow yourself those ebbs and flows. And that's the balance, the overall balance of life.
Yes. Yeah. I feel, and I think I've said this maybe to you, I don't know. I've said it into the universe, if not you. I have a hard time saying no.
Yes, it's very hard, especially as a small business owner.
Especially as a small
business. And you're the entrepreneur and it's hard to turn down work.
It's really hard. It's hard. And then you feel, you're like, okay, you know, okay, I'll make it work. Or, you know, someone has an emergency situation, you know, whatever the situation is, whatever it is, they're going to get ready to do a move or they're going to have the house show and they have to do photography, fire drill. And I'm like, and I don't say no, but I have really tried. I say this kind of flippantly, I guess is the word. I've really tried not to work every weekend.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where I was working 7 days a week and I told myself, and you know, and also I have a 9-year-old and I have four dogs
young.
And I like my husband. I love my husband. I want to see him. You know, he works hard too. He's his own business owner too. Yeah. So, you know, but at the same time, so I really try not to work on Sundays for sure. Cause that's like our day.
Yeah.
I try. And then, I also originally told myself I will work one weekend a month.
Okay.
If needed. And sometimes it's not needed because when I'm there, it's the kids are at school. Maybe the parents, you know, the mom works from home or I they don't even need to be there. They'll leave me a key and I just go and unpack their house or whatever it is because, you know, and that's wonderful. But then I find myself having a hard time staying. No, I still do like this last two weekends. Last month I worked three weekends.
Wow.
But it was for something that I was like, okay, fine. Then this month and I still try.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a hard time saying no? You don't work weekends or do you? I mean, yours is a process.
It is a process. Sometimes I, you know, if I want to take the client somewhere to look at things. Like, for example, I think it's really important that clients, if they're doing like, for example, a kitchen remodel and we have to pick a countertop out. I mean, I can bring you little samples, but a little, I don't know, 8x5 piece of quartz isn't the same thing as going and seeing the full slab.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And pictures on the computer are not the same thing as seeing it in person. So, and that's such an important thing, right? Like a countertop is such an important part of the kitchen design. And I really want clients to go and see the slabs in full so you can see how the veining is or the color weave or whatever it is, the shine, you know, you got polished versus a brushed versus a honed and explain the differences and let them see all that. So it's really important to go shopping. I call it shopping. And then I've got clients who work, you know, they work all week long.
Yes.
And you can't go at night. The showrooms will shut down by 5 o'clock. And also there's LA traffic. Hello. Don't want to get stuck out all night like do that.
Never.
So it has to be.
Unless you have a helicopter and can be dropped off. I don't want to do it.
Absolutely. One day.
One day.
One day. Right?
One day. Those are the goals.
Write it down right
can
now.
Can you take me
it's
down the
on
street?
My mood board right now. Yeah. So I will have to sometimes do, you know, a Saturday. I try to limit that though. I really do try to limit the weekend time, but I am also flexible. I mean, if you know, the clients are unavailable for whatever reason during a weekday, but this is an important thing, then yes, we will go on the weekend. But I do. I do try. And that is something that I've learned, because I did work more on the weekends when the business was younger, and I'm trying, every job was a job.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like you, hate to say no. It's hard to say no. And then if I say no, when's the next job coming? You don't know, right? Yes. What are you possibly missing out on?
So it's funny that you say that, because my next, I was actually going to segue into this, but I wanted to ask you about that. Because, you know, you're so established, but also your interior design, it's not just, you're not there for 8 hours and it's done. You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless you're just doing like a decorating thing, but not that it's just a decorating thing.
Right.
But usually you can kind of, you know, it's going to take a couple months or whatever. So you could kind of plan accordingly. With that being said, do you have moments, and you don't have to be 100% honest, but you can, because this is a safe space.
Okay.
Jen, this is a safe space.
All right.
Do you ever get nervous when you don't have a lot of things happening, not at necessarily at once, but do you get nervous when there's kind of a lull in your schedule, even now? Let's say 1 month you're dealing with like 4 or 5 clients, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many you take on at a time, but yours is a very different world in terms of, you're not taking on 20 clients in a month, because you know, but let's say you have 5, right?
Okay.
You have beginnings, middles, whatever.
Yeah.
But they all kind of phase out, maybe the last, you know, you're waiting for some deadlines, or you're waiting for the construction. So you're kind of, and you don't have anything really going on right now. Do you get nervous still, even now? That other shoe's going to drop.
That the shoe's going to drop?
Yes.
Yes, a little bit. A little bit.
See, it's a safe space.
Full honesty. Yes, of course. I think that's natural, right? But I have found, too, that if that is happening, well, okay. So in the past, when that has happened, the lull has been short-lived. And after the lull has passed and I reflect back on it, I can see why the universe slowed things down for me.
Ooh, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's other things that came into play. Maybe there was something happening in the personal life that needed to have my attention. And it was the way that the universe was looking out for me, because they knew that I couldn't give that other thing attention if I was mired, you know, or deeply vested in a project at that moment.
Yes.
And so I have learned to kind of trust that in the last few years of like, I'm like, okay, I don't see, you know, I'm like, projects are going really well. Everything's really smooth. I'm going to be wrapping things up here. I don't have something new coming in the pipeline immediately. Start to get a little twinge of nervousness.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? It's a sign. The universe is saying there's something else you got to focus on, and this is why. And if you just trust, it always works out.
Yes, that's a really great answer. And that's very truthful, because, you know, and like you said, it's a step back. Like, you look, because sometimes I'll be so busy.
Right.
And then maybe someone will reschedule because they're sick or something for like 3 days. And then I always have a list of people that'll say, reach out to me if you get a cancellation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then maybe no one's, oh, no, I'm okay right now. Or,
we're
oh,
good.
No, I'm not. You know, and then I'm like, wait, I'm going to have like 3 or 4 days off. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, what if it's, you know, I don't do it as much now, but I definitely did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Or when I really, really was getting busy and I was getting nervous. But when I look back too, and it, I like that you said that, because something was coming up, and Charlotte is little still. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm her professional driver, her professional Uber driver after school. And I'm able to do some of the stuff that I wouldn't be able to if I was, you know, make those games and that type of thing, like all of them. You know, like right now she's in basketball and I've made all of them but one. And if I'm not there, my husband's there, you know, we tag team there. But
you don't get that time back.
Yes.
Right?
You don't get the time back. And sometimes I'll be like, oh my gosh, in my head, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have 3 days off. Like, what am I going to do? And then after I'm like, yeah, but then I didn't have to scramble and come to something late and sweaty because I was in traffic because it was almost 5.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. And so I love that you said that, because that's true. It's like the universe is telling you those things. And
even if it's just that you need to recharge, like I have a stack of magazines that I so desperately want to get to because, I mean, one, I had to looking at the beautiful images, but it always sparks something for me too. Like, I'm like, ooh, you know, so-and-so, this might be a good idea for so-and-so, you know, whatever it is, an image or just, or even just enjoying the articles or whatever. And I can't get to it. I don't have the time, but I don't want to throw those magazines away yet.
No.
Because I know, but even if it's just sitting down with a cup of tea and looking through your magazines or your books or whatever it is, or just catching up on a television show because and just letting your brain just, just relax.
Oh my gosh, just
not
like
be in this work mode all the time.
Yes.
These are things you need to just recharge yourself. So I think that when those lapses come, it's actually probably a gift.
I think
in some
so
way.
Too.
It's a gift.
Absolutely. And just being lucky, like you said, time, like Charlotte, I mean, she's 9. I feel like she's 2, you know? And so it's like, oh my gosh. And she has a busier social life than I do. So sometimes I'm able to go or activities, be able to go and check those out. And I love that. Now I do have a question.
Okay.
I know you're married.
Yes.
How long have you been together?
We just celebrated 24 years of marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, we were together 3 years before that.
How did you meet? In Seattle?
No. So I moved down here to Los
Angeles. Do you like how I flipped that switch real quick?
We're getting personal.
I know.
Okay. So I moved down here after college, and then I met him a few years later. He's actually from Los Angeles. He grew up in the Valley.
There we go.
Yeah, he's a Valley boy. And we met at a bar.
There we go. I love it.
Thanks.
I love it.
It worked out.
It worked out. Sometimes it does. It does. And yours did. Okay. So he is what? What does he do?
He's an attorney.
So he's pretty busy.
Very busy.
So do you guys like try to have your weekends together, or is he usually kind of working? No.
He's not working on his weekends. not his
golf journey.
No, actually, his big thing now is hunting and fishing.
Okay.
And
hunting and fishing.
I'm not the hunter fisherman.
I am absolutely not that at all.
Definitely not that. But happy that he can get enjoyment out of that. He works very hard. He works very hard doing what he does. And so this is his true enjoyment, and he loves being in the outdoors. So we do though. We're good about scheduling time too. I mean, right now we are in the season of hunting and fishing, and so he blocks his weekends out 3 months, you know. But we find time.
Of course.
We attended a good friend's son's wedding last weekend and had a nice weekend together. We definitely find time.
Because now that you said, you know, you're almost empty nesters, right?
Almost empty nesters.
But your daughter, she's doing her own thing too. So the one that lives at home, she's in school.
She's so busy.
Work, so
social life.
So I didn't know if you guys still, you know, make the time. Because I had a feeling, I knew he was a lawyer, but I wasn't, I thought he was a lawyer, I should say.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're super busy and, you know, it's all by the hour, right? Got to billable hours. Isn't that what they tell you? Billable hours?
Well, yeah. I think he's technically salary, but billable hours is important. Yes.
And so I didn't know if you guys were able to, you know, make time because you guys are both busy. I'm sure you also have social things. I know you do don't you do theater?
I do.
And sing? And you
I do.
I mean,
yeah,
God,
I'm in rehearsals right now for a show.
Really?
So,
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
fun.
How did you get into that? Kind of a wind down here.
Actually, I've always been involved in theater.
Oh, okay.
It's what I have a degree in, and it's what I moved down to California for originally.
Oh, of course. Did you try that world?
I did try that world. And you're looking at me like, and? I did the whole
thing. You won an Oscar or a Tony.
I didn't do that. I did some television, and I did some independent film work. And I am actually a member of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. So I do have my SAG card, and I've kept it active.
That's awesome.
And I might dip my toe back into that world at some point.
Do you get to, when he's gone, do you have stuff like, you know, not that you don't have anything to do, but I'm just saying, do you try to do that? Like theater?
So theater has been, well, so that was my first real introduction to the acting world, right, was theater. And I love it. There's something about being on stage and having a live audience watching and reacting to whatever's going on. And no two shows are the same.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, the script is a script, but no two performances are the same. There's always something a little different. And as an actor, you have to be on your toes and you're working with your cast. And then to have that audience response, you know, throughout and at the end, their appreciation, it's just wonderful.
I can only imagine.
And so, so it's been nice that I could, well, I chose not to pursue that world, that acting world professionally anymore, or at least for now in this mm-hmm. phase of life, but I can still be involved in it with the local theater. And
absolutely.
Santa Clarita has amazing local theater. And I have made so many fantastic friends. They're like a whole nother family of my actor friends. And I'm stumbling over my words, but I mean, I've been involved in the theater community out here for so long.
Because you love it so much. Look how excited you are. Yeah.
I do love it. And there are adults now that I've been performing with who I performed when they were children.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
I've gotten to see them
so awesome.
Kind of grow through the years, and it's been something really special to still be a
that.
Part of.
That's I mean that's something mm-hmm. you know, like you're just like, oh, I do interior design, I love my job, but I also do this, and it's just fascinating. I knew you did because I remember when I first started the networking group, you were in the like there was a play or something, and I thought,
probably there was.
Sounded like you were like you were like, I'm singing, I think you said, and I was like, I mean, I think I'm a singer, but no one is telling me to stand on the stage. I always think of when I go to concerts. Because I love music and I love going to concerts.
Yeah.
You know when you go to a concert and you just, like that song that's just, maybe their hit, the one mm-hmm. that made you love them or whatever, mm-hmm. and you hear the crowd or when they have the crowd sing, I think, imagine what it's like being that singer.
Oh.
And just knowing that all of these people know your words or your, you know, or just there to see you, or like you said, the reaction. And I always get like goosebumps because, you know, I always envision myself doing that.
Okay.
But it won't never happen. I don't like to say never, but I'm confident I will never be on a stage doing a concert.
Maybe a karaoke night.
Maybe a karaoke night after a couple.
A team karaoke night.
After
we haven't
some,
done that.
Vodka grapefruits, you know, we're good. But I always think of like just how powerful that is and what it must be like. So even just on a smaller scale, mm-hmm. I'm sure it feels absolutely amazing. And on that note, I wanted to circle back because I know I wanted to dive in, but I wanted to just say that I appreciate you sitting here with me.
Oh.
I love talking. I love supporting, you know, not only just you, women in small businesses, not just women, men can come here too.
Yeah.
But I feel as women, we really try to, strive. We're kicking, we're screaming, we're pulling hair, we're getting it all, you know, we're doing our best. And every day is learning. And we're also moms and wives and all of these things, like you mm-hmm. said, juggling a lot of things. And to sit here and have these conversations, not everything is easy. You know, it doesn't just come to you. But, you know, I love talking and see, how did you get started? How did I get started? A little bit similar.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else who's listening right now can kind of take some of that stuff away. And that's kind of how I feel. And that's why I like having these conversations, besides the fact that I want to talk to you and learn more about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody's listening and, you know, obviously, you know, we're all learning every day, but if there's something that we said that helps you, please, my work here is done. Your work here is done. How do people reach you? It'll also be on the podcast, but
okay.
How do we talk to you on Instagram?
Well, you can
find my website.
Website. So jintreadwell.com.
Perfect.
Instagram, Jin Treadwell Interiors. If you find me on Facebook, Jin Treadwell, I think it's still Jin Treadwell Home on Facebook.
There we go.
See,
there's a lot of ways.
And I just want to say thank you so much for having me here. I mean, when you came into the group and you were like home organization, I'm like, great. Because I do still have people ask me, you know, like, do you do this? And it's something that I phased out of my business, but I understand. Clearly, I understand the importance of it. And so I'm glad to have someone like you your knowledge and your expertise to refer and recommend. But then just when we got to talking, it was like so many similarities in so many ways.
So many parallels.
And yet, you know, what I would like to say is that as a woman, small business owner, as an entrepreneur, I mean, there's so many ways to go about it, right? I mean, I didn't have the 5-year or the 10-year plan. Literally, I thought about it for 4 years.
I thought about it for 5 or 10 years.
Trying to figure out, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this work? And then just being like, okay, just got to take the leap and just try. And it's worked out, right? Hard work says a lot. And but there's no set path. I think we're all kind of carving our own path, and that's okay. And you can be successful in any measure, you know, to make it work for you, make it, you know, and opportunities are out there, right?
And they're out there. And the one thing that I notice with you, with me, I know I get excited talking about what I do because I love it.
Yes.
Even though, you know, you love what you do. You can tell it radiates. So we're doing something. We took the chance on something we loved that we enjoyed. And if anybody's, you know, hesitant, yes, it's scary. We all talk about sometimes you get nervous because of finances. Oh, do I leave my job to try to pursue? And maybe you do it part-time or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no set path and you do it. And you know what? If you have the passion and you're so excited about it, I do think people feel that. And, you know, it kind of helps as well. And your personality and your care, like you treat it like your own home. I treat it like my own home.
Absolutely.
And so I thank you. I loved talking to you. Of course, I will have you on again.
Thank you. We'll talk
about more fun stories, maybe a little bit more of the theater part. I like that.
Okay.
And thank you so much for listening. And just remember, like, subscribe, and follow to get the latest updates and new episodes that drop. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind-the-scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.